Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth there with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the season opener tonight for the Nashville Predators against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man, Preds Radio Analyst Hal Gill, brought to you by TriStar Moving. Hal, what's going on, man? How we doing?
I'm doing great. I'm excited this day is finally here. It's been a lot of waiting for this one. It's here, and I'm jacked up for it.
I'm jacked up as well, and jacked up to see what this team looks like. How, as you look at this roster, now that they've gone through camp and you look at the season ahead, what are you most curious about to see with this group beginning tonight against Columbus?
Well, I think I'm most curious about how these lines are going to play out. I think you know, there's a lot of guys that are fighting for the second line spot. Granlund is not going to be available just yet. He's got to go through COVID world quarantine. So I think he'll be there with Duchesne, but right now it looks like it's Halla and, you know, maybe Cunning on that line. That's going to be interesting because I'm really excited about the Jofa line. I think they're going to take a big step. I think Hines has them playing the right way. So I'm excited to see them, but I'm curious as to how the rest of the lines are going to play out.
When you say that, Hal, Hines has them playing the right way, can you elaborate on that and how much of that comes down to, you know, Ryan Johansson being the quote-unquote bubble Ryan Johansson, you know, on a full-time basis this year?
Yeah, like he had in the two scrimmages, he had speed bursts through the neutral zone that I haven't seen. And I think it comes from – I think they maybe got some confidence from that bubble experience. I thought that line was good. Arvidsson is back to form. He's got his speed bursts. Really, the one that drives them, I think, is Forsberg. And if he can set his edges, attack, he was moving through the neutral zone with speed, and he looked deadly. If I was a defenseman, I'd be scared to play against him, and that's – because of that speed that he's shown through the neutral zone. So I think that is kind of what Hines has pushed their buttons to do is get moving. Don't just be a team that gets it deep and plays in the offensive zone, but be a team that attacks and is a threat through the neutral zone and then create your second chances off of an attack.
Preds Radio Analyst Hal Gill on the line with us, brought to you by TriStar Moving. And Hal, look, outwardly, the expectations not going to be the same for this group as they have been for the past 3 or 4 years. I mean, I was kind of rattling off earlier in the show today the predictions on NHL.com, and a lot of people don't even have them making the playoffs. If they do, they're at number 3 or number 4 in the division. And Ryan Ellis talked about that a little bit yesterday in terms of what the outward perception is. Do you think they can use that? Do you think that could help and be a benefit for this team heading into this season?
100%. I think that's I always say, like, I used to turn off the media when I was playing and kind of just let it slide by, and who cares what anyone else says? It's about us. But you feel it. You feel that, you know, hey, don't expect anything big from these guys, and it becomes a chip on your shoulder, and it becomes a more. There's a little more urgency to your game. Like, hey, this isn't going to be easy. We got to be ready to go. And maybe you're a little afraid of failure, and sometimes that's good. And I think this team has that. They have it with these new guys coming in. I think you talk to every one of them, especially the forwards. They'll tell you, I play with a little sandpaper. I play with a little grind. Like, every one of those players takes pride in the fact that they're not easy to play against. And so I think you're going to see a team that's got a little chip on its shoulder, and it's going to be like old time Predator hockey, hard to play against.
Well, Hal, to that point, you know, we had Duchesne on yesterday, and he used the word baggage, but, you know, talking about basically go back to that cup final run, and, you know, the resulting seasons have obviously been about trying to get back there, but maybe focus on results over process. I know the talk about the process can, you know, people's eyes can glaze over at that stuff. You know, it sounds like coach speak or player speak, but Do you think that that's part of it too? That, you know, that John Hines has tried to get them to just be a little bit more incremental and, you know, day to day, shift to shift, and that maybe that was an issue last season.
Yeah, it's interesting. I heard DeShane, and it's interesting how he put that, because I think when you look at human nature, you have a great season in 2017, and let's face it, that team was good. I mean, the Preds were good. They just rolled to the President's Trophy. They just won games, and it wasn't always hard. It was like, it was kind of an eerie feeling, like, don't worry about this. We'll win. We'll win. And then when you get to the playoffs, you know, there's another team over there that's going, we'll do whatever it takes to get this win. And that's hard to play against. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. The Preds, we're like, yeah, we'll win. Well, seven game series goes pretty quick when you lose a couple because you thought you were going to win in the end, and then they're out of the playoffs. And so you become a little bit complacent, and I think you lose that baggage. And I think when he's talking about the process, it's you're not saying, we had a good game, we found a way to win. The power play wasn't good, but we found a way, and that's not good enough. You got to say, hey, the power play wasn't where it needed to be. We need to get that right. And that's part of the process. You know, at some point, that power play is going to need to win a game for us. So we better straighten that out. And that's where you kind of, that complacency sits in, where you say, oh, power play wasn't good, but hey, we found a way to win, so don't worry about it. And that's just a change in mentality. And I think John Hines has brought that. And I have to imagine that's what DeShane was kind of picking up on.
Hal, I've said this, and I look at this group defensively on the back end, and you know what you're going to get out of Yossi and Ellis, and I think there's an opportunity for Ekholm and Fabbro to take a big step forward this year with Fabbro being in his second full year. And then the addition of Borowiecki and Benning on the third pair. I feel as good about this six on defense as I've felt in a long time, and I think it has a chance to be really, really good. Well, number one, do you agree with that? And number two, what sort of element do you think that Borowiecki and Benning provide to this group?
Yeah, it's funny because I know what to expect from Roman Yossi and Ryan Ellis, and then I go watch them play in two inter-squad scrimmages, and I'm blown away again at how dominating they can be. Yossi was just cranking. You know, he had every right to be like, hey, let's just take it easy, get ready for the season, but he was pushing the pace and doing Yossi things out there. But yeah, I think Ekholm is obviously a beast, and Fabbro, like you said, is coming along. I think the problem that most people have is there's going to be, I don't care who you have as a third pairing, there's going to be a drop off. You know, you got elite defensemen, there's going to be a drop off. There's no way you could bring in, you know, 95% of the players, the defensemen in the league, and there's going to be a drop off. But what I've really liked about Borowiecki is he brings a physical element that they haven't really had. I think he's going to go and ruffle feathers. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see them spot him in different situations and to set the tone and change the game. And then Benning is a guy that is really steady, really solid, can kill penalties. So with both those guys killing penalties, that gives Yossi and Ekholm and Ellis, those guys, it gives those guys a little break. And I think that's going to be big. They're going to eat up some minutes and play hard minutes. And I feel that they can play against the best lines. And you're not in a panic when, you know, sometimes there's a panic. The best line jumps over the boards and you say, we got to match it up. I think this gives them a little more time to say, hey, we'll get the matchup when we can, but we don't need to panic on it.
Hal, what's your sense for both Saros and Rinne heading into this season? Where do you think those guys are?
I think they're both awesome. I have this debate. C. Mace and I talk about it all the time. Who do you play? Who do you go with? I just think they're both so good. Rinne, you know, near the end of his career, and Juice just about to kick off and have a great career. But they're both so good, and I think you're going to need them. You know, the way this season is coming down to 56 games, all divisional, every game is going to be so important. I really think you're going to need both of them. So I think the Preds are in a great spot in that regard.
Hal, last thing for you here. You talked to Nick Cousins and Luke Cunningham last night on Smashville Live. What were your impressions for them? And how specifically with a guy like Cousins and how much we know he likes to chirp, how big of a factor do you think he could be this year with the schedule being what it is, with you know probably more rivalries being born based on how many times you're going to see a particular opponent this year in your own division?
Yeah, it's funny. And talking to Cunningham, he said Cousins was always buzzing. He's in the locker room buzzing. And you need guys like that in the locker room. If you're looking at the Preds, I feel like Cody McLeod was one of those guys that would come in and lighten the locker room, but then had a fierce competitive side. And it's one thing to come in and lighten the locker room and have some fun, but it needs to be combined with that competitive beast mode that you're trying to get into. And I think Cousins has a good mix of both of that. You know, he's going to come in and have some fun in the locker room, but when the puck drops, he's all over the other team and he's chirping them and he's trying to get under his skin. And it was interesting listening to what he said. He said, sometimes if my legs aren't going, I'll start chirping and try to get into the game and get a little extra in me and light the fire. And I think that's a pretty honest statement because, you know, it's a long season. I don't care if it's just 56 games. It can be a long season. You're not going to feel great all the time, but you need to come out and perform. You got to do whatever you can. And I think that's a pretty honest statement from him.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by TriStar Moving. Hal, appreciate you, man. Looking forward to getting things rolling tonight.
Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Hal Gill. And when What's we up? Come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Hal had to say there. And also, I've got some predictions to throw your way about this season in the NHL. All that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.